The facts of the case are well known now. A neighborhood watch captain, George Zimmerman, confronted 17-year-old Trayvon Martin on a rainy night in February. Trayvon was walking home from a convenience store. Zimmerman, who is Latino, said he considered the teen suspicious. He ultimately shot Trayvon to death, claiming self-defense. And late last night, anger over the way police have handled the case filled the Allen Chapel AME Church in Sanford, a small city north of Orlando.
Trayvon Martin can't speak here today, but that's why we're gathered here today.
Ali Braswell is head of the Urban League of Central Florida. He says civil rights groups talk about economic justice for African Americans, but they must also address something more basic, discrimination that has threatened lives.
We're talking about how do we bring people to this region. We're talking about how do we create jobs. But we are afraid to talk about the elephant in the room.
No charges have been filed in the case. In Sanford and across the country, many are calling for the arrest of George Zimmerman and for the resignation of the local police chief. Benjamin Jealous is the national president of the NAACP. He told the crowd this case raises larger issues.
But I come to you tonight as a son, as a father, as an uncle, as a man who's tired of being scared for our boys.
Jealous says the local police department failed to do its job of protecting the entire community. Instead, he says it fostered a system of discrimination and abuse.
Our young men deserve, after 400 years in this country, deserve to be treated like human beings.
Although city leaders had been expected to attend this forum, they were in Washington, D.C. yesterday meeting with federal officials. The Justice Department and FBI are reviewing the case. Sanford Mayor Jeff Triplett talked to reporters after the meeting.
This is being played out in the press and in the court of public opinion. It's my job to try to make sure that our communities is safe and our citizens are safe and people that visit our community is safe. If we've made an error, I want someone to tell me.
One of the biggest concerns here is the state's Stand Your Ground law. It allows people to use deadly force to defend themselves and does not require them to retreat. Some say the law passed in 2005 should be repealed. Talking with reporters yesterday, Florida Governor Rick Scott said it's possible the state could revisit the law.
And once we finish this investigation, if there's something that we need to adjust, I'm hopeful that, you know, the legislature would be interested in taking that up.
Last night, outside the church in Sanford, Carolyn Walker, who's lived here all her life, says the situation has been frustrating.
It's too much. It's just not enough justice. It's not right. I know somebody should have been arrested for that baby's killing.
A couple miles down the road at a discount shopping center, many white residents of Sanford echo the same sentiments.
None of it makes any sense to me. I mean, it's just bad.
Abe Dykes says he's as angry as those who attended the town meeting.
Kid's dead and it's terrible, and the guy shouldn't have a gun permit. They ought to pull him. He should be in jail, period.
Diane Newton, who's lived here for 30 years, has three sons. She gets emotional as she talks about the shooting.
You think when you have a 17-year-old little man that he should be able to go to the store and come home, and then he doesn't. Like I said, it's a mother. It's awful. It's awful.
More town meetings and protests are planned this week. A grand jury is set to meet next month to consider charges. People here say they welcome the federal and state investigations and hope they'll result in prosecutions. Kathy Lohr, NPR News, Sanford, Florida.